In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. This letter was read to me this week, 2 weeks before this now God-reliant man is to be baptized. I transcribed it from his handwritten copy. I've known him a year. Prison ministry can be very exhausting and even frustrating, and the devil is truly in the details. But the rewards are incalculable. It's always amazing and even surprising to me to see somebody gets it. I think God gives these kinds of consolations to pastors and strugglers in general to keep us going. I have a friend that I tease because she sees metaphor in everything. Well, it takes one to know one. I met Pete literally 5 days before my son Daniel died last year. Only a few days after the anniversary of his death, I will have the privilege of bringing Pete into a new life. I've been given permission to propagate this letter. The story of the transformation of a self-reliant boy to a God-reliant man. A teenage boy embarked upon a self-reliant journey at the age of 13. He carried with him only a selfish desire for foolishness. He wanted to do things his way. What led him on his journey was his first narcotic experience. The first time he stimulated his mind, he wanted more. As he traveled along his journey, his experimentation with narcotics covered a wide range of stimulants. For this boy, stimulating the mind was the apex of his free time, namely weekends. Stimulating his mind became his focal point. If he needed to lie to acquire that rush, he'd lie. If he needed to steal, he would steal. He'd beg and borrow if need be. His desire for stimulation was growing out of control, but he didn't know that. And even if he did, he denied it because he was a liar. By the time he was 15, he had experienced another type of stimulation, the one of the body with the female counterpart. He would now soon master the art of manipulation and got girls to please his desires. Now his mind craved the narcotic stimulation and his body lusted for the sexual. But he couldn't see it that way. He thought he was only having fun. His mother would often tell him that he was traveling on the wrong road, but the stimulations he was experiencing far outweighed those words. This self-destructive journey landed him in prison at the age of 22. But all that he could and would think about were those stimulants. And so upon release from prison, it was time to fulfill that craving and that lust. And in the attempt to appease these cravings and that lust, he found himself back in prison 9 months later. What was on his mind? Stimulants. This vicious cycle would repeat itself again, and he still thought he was only having fun. At the age of 37, he realized he was not having fun. There's nothing fun about hurting people, using people. There's nothing fun about having a daughter you don't know and who doesn't know you, he would say. He needed change, but he didn't know how to change, and he was too weak to change even if he did know how. He did know the only thing he could do. He turned to God and he begged his help. From that day on, that one-time self-reliant boy who embarked upon a selfish journey embarked as a man on a God-reliant journey, a journey of change, renewal. One day this man was meditating about a farmer, the farmer's seed and the farmer's water, and it dawned on him, from the smallest insect to the largest mammal, water is essential. From the most delicate flower to the strongest tree, water is essential. No matter how long, how many long hot hours the farmer worked, and no matter how many countless seeds he planted, if he doesn't water those seeds, they would not bring forth life. And where there is no life, there is death. In the past year of this man's life, he has learned that even the spirit of man requires water to bring forth life. And that water is to be found in holy baptism. The farmer is the church of God, which is the body of Christ our Savior, which is given life by the spirit of truth. The farmer's seed is the word of God. The farmer's water is baptism. The boy who foolishly embarked on a selfish journey has been graciously led to the farmer, who has graciously given him seed, which he has joyfully sowed in his heart, and is patiently and prayerfully awaiting the farmer to bestow upon him the water that will bring forth life. And by the grace of God, he will strive to stand tall and strong and find comfort in the Spirit of God, which, like the wind, blows wheresoever it is naturally disposed, and thou hearest its sound, and thou knowest not from what place it comes and from where it goes. This is everyone who has been born of the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on me, the foolish boy, who embarked on a foolish journey 30 years ago. O Lord, thank you for guiding me to the field of the farmer, and thank you for the abundance of the seed which you have given him that he can give to me. O Lord, my soul thirsts for the farmer's water. O Lord, have mercy on me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.